right now.
Hello?
Yes?
Am I speaking with Maria?
This is she, Jose.
My name is Tony. We're calling you today from Opinion Research, and we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Awesome. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Okay. So you're almost certain, correct?
Yes.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
1969.
All right. And what is your race?
What? Why you want to know my race?
It's just a question that...
Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry, okay? Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump?
No, sir.
Or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm a Democrat.
So you voted for Joe Biden, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
You're the Democratic, 100%, everybody.
Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 meaning that it's very cold, and that you have an unfavorable feeling, and 100 the opposite, that it's very warm, and that you have a favorable feeling, could you please rate your feelings toward some people? Using a scale from 0 to 100. How would you rate your feelings about Adam Hinojosa?
He's Democrat or he's a Republican?
I wouldn't be able to, I don't know, to be honest with you. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay. What about Ted Cruz?
Zero. Because
what about...
He left us alone when we had the big freeze that wants to be zero.
What about Joe Biden?
I'm not sure about Joe Biden. He's too old. We need a young people on the press as a president.
Okay.
He's too
but,
old. He don't remember anything. He's lost.
Okay. But how would you rate your feelings towards Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
20.
What about Donald Trump?
0. He's great.
What about Greg Abbott?
0.
What about...
He's very racist with the Mexican guy.
What about Morgan LaMantia?
I don't know him. I need to read about him.
Okay. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Would you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. strongly disapprove. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
I need to read about him. I don't know who is him.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
If the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colleen Allred, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
If the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
For Roland Gutierrez.
If the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Mayra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Democrat Vicente Jr.
If the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
I'll be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia.
Okay. Now let me read to you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. High, medium, low, or not a priority at all. Now, let me read the first one. Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers. Should that be a high priority, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
Ensuring access to affordable quality health care. High, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
High priority.
Supporting South Texas small businesses.
High priority.
Reforming border policy. High, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
Thinking again about the elections in November, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies. Would you be much more likely to vote or much less likely to vote for that? Okay. What about a candidate who voted against Texas' abortion ban? Would you be much more likely to support? Okay.
Yes, sir.
What about a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
That is not my priority.
So, would you be much more likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community are much less likely. Much more or much less?
Much less.
Much less, okay. What about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
I will support that.
What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
No, that is not my priority.
Okay, so would you be much less likely or somewhat less likely to support a candidate? Okay. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
Okay, now do you use WhatsApp and belong to WhatsApp groups? Or do you have WhatsApp and use it only for direct messages?
No, I use it in a group.
Oh, you're in a group, okay. So you're part of groups?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's the only reason you use it?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm a Democrat.
A Democrat, okay. Now, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat.
Would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm more liberal.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my degree.
Is it a postgraduate?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
My what?
Your first name.
My first name.
Name. Your first name.
Name is Maria. Carolina.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much, ma'am. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to contact you, okay, ma'am? And you're going to be compensated.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day, okay? Thank you.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.